Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
All right, we only got a couple minutes here with Mayor Emanuel because he has a schedule he has to keep. He's running the city or something. If I said to you, at the end of the summer, what's one thing that's on the drawing board now that you really hope is accomplished for the city by the end of the summer? Is there anything that jumps to mind?
Oh, yeah. I mean, beyond what we've done on pre-K, the number one goal is that our kids will grow up having a summer in which they basically have their childhood back. Mm-hmm. There are too many kids in Chicago where gun violence is more familiar than laughter.
Right.
And my goal, I actually believe our police are doing an excellent job. I believe all the Black Club presidents I've met, not only over the tenure, but recently in preparation, all that, what we're doing on summer jobs. But, you know, this is going to take, as I said to at Pastor Meek's place on Saturday, you can have a lot of government initiatives, and I believe in after school, summer jobs, early childhood education, all that. In the end of the day, there is, for certain people, a spiritual deficit, and that's not government's job.
Right.
So we need...
The government can't fix that.
Well, no. This is a parental thing, but it's also, at that point, I need what I know happens in churches on Sunday, on the street, Monday through Sunday.
Power of the city also comes from people getting together for a great reason, and volunteering is a big part of that. And an old friend of yours, somebody that worked for you for a period of time, Janae Myers, is here. Mm-hmm. So as you leave, we bring Janae and the Chicago Cares CEO. You know about Chicago Cares?
Yeah. Speak to their breakfast every year.
Yeah.
Every year. And not just speak to it, but participate.
Chicago's largest volunteer organization. So before you walk out the door, is there any mission you'd like for the city? Volunteer more?
More? Well, yes. First of all, everybody has to give something back. Mm-hmm. You know, Muhammad Ali has this great quote. I love this quote. Our service to others is the rent we pay for being here on earth.
That's a great quote.
And Chicago Cares takes that and brings it to life. We have a great city. We can always get better. If you give something to your neighborhood, to others, to improve their lives, you've done something to improve the city's life.
Enjoy this beautiful summer-like day in the greatest city in the world.
I will. And Steve, I just want to say how proud we all are the way our little baby's all grown up, and we're really proud of you.
More to come on that story.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You have so much better years ahead of you, and we have really high expectations of what you can become, okay?
Right. Details to follow. Thank you, Mayor Emanuel. Janae Myers is here, Chicago Cares, and as CEO of Chicago Cares, all you have to do is put together the largest volunteer organization, work, put them on the street, and make sure we get stuff done.
That's right.
So the Serve-a-thon starts when?
It is Saturday, June 23rd.
And the ultimate goal here is?
Ultimate goal is to mobilize Chicagoans to strengthen and unify our city. And we do that by getting people out of the white ivory towers of downtown and out into the neighborhoods and into the communities to see really where they can put a little sweat equity and a little love and care into the neighborhoods.
I think, isn't TV doing a team?
Yeah, WGN
yes.
TV. Lourdes
yes.
has organized a
yes.
team. I think some of the radio folks here are going to mm-hmm. be painting houses, or they're going to be at one of the schools,
because we're at all neighborhood high schools this year.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Repainting and just doing everything for the
school.
A lot
of renovation.
Yeah.
People generally, I mean, it's a human condition that people want to help, but they don't know how to help.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important, too, that we get that message out that this is not just, well, I know about the American Heart Association or the Cancer Society or this big organization or that. There's millions of ways you can help that you haven't even thought of, and the team concept is a big part of it, right?
Yes. And at Chicago Cares, we work with so many smaller grassroots nonprofit organizations that are out in the neighborhoods and the communities because they don't have the capacity to manage volunteers. So that's where Chicago Care steps in and helps them. We also help teach them how to manage and utilize volunteers for their mission. So you could do a number of different projects, and this is all throughout the year. So Serve-a-thon's one day. It's amazing. It's a wonderful day. But we do projects all year round. So whether it's sitting down with seniors and making a breakfast and talking to them, and you know, so often our seniors are living in isolation, which is a really tough situation. Or it's, you know, out planting a community garden. There are so many different ways people can give back and volunteer, and it's super easy, and you can find that all at chicagocares.org.
The organization is just wonderful because I know you guys usually have a big rally in Daly Plaza and then everybody gets bused to where they're going to be. But it's everything, as you just said, from driving someone somewhere or grocery shopping to painting a school to planning a community garden. So it's really everything
you can think of. Everything you can think of. And the actual Servathon event, this year we are actually focusing on neighborhood high schools. So I'm sure you know with Chicago Public Schools, in a system of choice, oftentimes those neighborhood schools are left behind.
Yep.
So how can we lift up our neighborhood schools? This is one way. And so not only will volunteers be in there and painting and renovating and doing a ton of work to actually make the schools really have a fresh look for the students when they come back in the fall, but we're also going to have students and community members there. It's really important for those volunteers to connect with people that live in that neighborhood and live in that community so that they don't just have this concept of Englewood or Austin or Pilsen or whatever in their mind, that they go, oh, no, I met someone face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and I can see the humanity in them and the commonalities that we all share. Because that's something that can really happen easily through service, and it's a very kind of unobtrusive, easy way to break down barriers that so often we find here in the city.
Stick around. More with Janae Myers in a second. Website is?
ChicagoCares.org.
All right, stand by.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things.
What if I told you you could feel good about yourself because you helped, because you paid forward, you gave back, and you didn't have to do the organizing? Well, that's what it is. It's a Servathon. It's the city's largest single day of service on June 23rd. Janae Myers is here. She's the boss at the organization that puts this on, and that is Chicago Cares. Did you start Chicago Cares?
Oh, no. It was started 27 years ago. So actually,
well, founders, you were four.
Yeah.
Very advanced child.
Actually, Leslie Bloom and Mary Perhall were the founders, and they just had realized that they wanted to give back and do more, as did their friends, but there was no easy way to do it. So they created Chicago Cares, and there's actually models nationally. There's a New York Cares, a Boston Cares. Sure. We're part of a bigger, larger national network, but we've been around now for 27 years here.
We honor kids every week here with Kid of the Week. We always tell good news stories about kids every Tuesday morning, and so much of that is kids volunteering and giving back, and kids get excited, and they're passionate, and they're energetic. And then they get into their 20s and their 30s, and you're working and you're raising a family and maybe a little tight on time. Then you get older in life and maybe you have a little more time. But once you get past 21, how do you break down that wall of I'm super busy, I'd like to help, but what do we say to people to get them involved?
So Chicago Cares makes it so easy for folks. So like a lot of, first jobs are consulting or traveling or whatever. You can volunteer once with Chicago Cares and never again. We hope that's not the case, but we have opportunities where you can kind of dip in or dip out. It's not a, 10-month long, every week mentoring opportunity. Well, you can find those. It's more easy, entry-level kind of one-on-one volunteering for a way to give back. So, and we offer most of our opportunities are in the evenings and on weekends, so they're easy for folks that are working. And there's such a variety. So we're doing stuff all over the city. We've got volunteers from every zip code participating, which is fantastic. So there's a little something for everyone. We try to have projects that are close and easy to public transportation. Again, opportunities through your companies. So that's another way folks can get involved. If you're not finding it on your personal time, implore your company to think about getting involved.
Absolutely. As we said, WGN has a team as well. What I think is great is I know you're speaking mainly of young professionals, but children, young, as young as, you started this with Kid of the Week, Steve.
Yeah.
We see kids volunteering now at such a young age.
Yes.
Are you seeing that too?
Oh, yes. And we want to start them young and start them early. Now, so much of what Chicago Cares does is oftentimes like 12 and above, and it just depends on the agencies and the places that we're going. But we have a great partner called the Honeycomb Project, which caters to families volunteering for those wee little ones. Now, the attention span is much shorter, of course, right? And the activities have to be a little bit different. So it just depends. But yes, there are opportunities for everyone.
Start them on a life of volunteering. That's
right.
A big deal.
That's right.
Some of the sponsors, I think it's important we mention these folks that are writing checks and kicking in the money. Because honestly, this costs a lot more money than you would think. This isn't just people volunteering their time. There's administration. There's setup costs. There's
supplies,
hard costs.
Yes.
PepsiCo, GCM. And help me out. GCM.
Grosvenor.
Winston and Strawn. Are they still in business? Winston and Strawn. Are they doing okay?
A little law firm.
Discover Financial Services, IRI, and Epsilon. Yes. All amongst the folks.
Yes.
So corporations, we have a lot of big shots that listen. Corporations that didn't even know they could help.
Yes.
What do they do? Just go to the website?
Go to the website and find or info@chicagocares.org or try to Google me and find me directly. And we'll find a way for you to get involved. So whether it's Servathon, we can also customize opportunities for corporations to get involved. Corporations nowadays, you're seeing it with everything. Like, look what just happened with Starbucks and their response to what happened in the store in Philly. They're saying, how can we do more in our community? What does that look like? Not only is it internal training for their staff, but what's that kind of community aspect? So there's a way to do that through volunteering, and Chicago Cares can really make it easy for corporations.
Here's the important stuff. You got to volunteer by the 15th.
Yes, to sign up. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sign up, I should say, by the 15th.
Yep.
The volunteer day itself is the 23rd?
Yes, correct.
You need 5,000?
We need 5,000 people, so keep signing up.
Yeah, and don't worry about whether or not we're close to the number. Just get your friends and come on out.
Yes, create a team, get your friends and family, tell everyone. It's a super fun day with at the end of the day, there's also a big party. So there's beer, hot dogs, a tent, music. I mean, it's so much fun. So it's really a day to celebrate and to have the vibrancy of our city really showcased.
And then do you collapse on the 24th for a couple of days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Yep.
But the organization is busy all year long.
All year round.
For some reason, you missed this.
Yep.
And I'm not advocating you do. But if for some reason you missed this, don't forget ChicagoCares.org is a website. Check it out all year long.
Correct.
Help out wherever you can.
Yes, thank you.
A lot of respect for what you do. You know that.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Janae and Janae Meyer, ChicagoCares.org.